Major Phil Packer of the Royal Military Police participated in the London Marathon in late April. He finished last, almost 2 weeks later, in May, but he earned a world of admiration. Major Packer is a paraplegic. He lost the use of both legs when he was dragged under a vehicle after a rocket attack in Basra, Iraq. Doctors told him he would probably never walk again. And since they told him that, he has rode the English Channel, completed the London Marathon, and now he's ready to climb an enormous mountain in the United States. In a way, he already has. Major Phil Packer joined us from our studios in New York. Major, thanks so much for being with us.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Take us back for a moment to the London Marathon. I mean, 26 miles, 2 weeks. What did it feel like to cross the finish line?
I had very mixed emotions. It was super to finish it physically because it had taken quite a toll on the body. But I just wasn't expecting the support from the British public, which was quite overwhelming. And also just to hear firsthand how they feel about their armed forces. So a very humbling experience for me.
Do you mind telling us what happened 19 February 2008?
Not at all, no. It was an incident following a rocket attack in Basra. I'd been deployed there since November 2007. And in an incident following the rocket attack, I was struck head-on by a vehicle, which caused sort of bruising to the heart, lung damage and rib damage. Mm-hmm. The sort of most significant part, really, was the paraplegia. And I sort of took my first aid steps in March, mm-hmm. and then started the marathon in April.
What about that term disability? What does it mean to you now?
Well, it means quite a few things. I've led a very active life in the armed forces for 16 years, and I am sure, like many soldiers around the world, you live in a world where you don't really see very much of disability because you're an organization that's fit and able-bodied. This has really opened my eyes in the last year to a lot of people with disability, and sometimes I forget that I am one of them.
You're going to climb the famous El Capitan Peak in Yosemite National Park.
Yes, indeed.
Notice how I phrase that with no doubt whatsoever that you'll make it.
Absolutely. The reason why we're doing El Capitan is because it's a sheer vertical rock face, and there are not many like that. And obviously, I'm not able to use my legs to rock climb or mountain climb because I just don't have the power. Although I've started to walk, I've got a year's worth of muscle wastage, and I'm also still paralysed around the waist. So I still have quite a lot of problems with the disability. But this mountain lends itself to the climbing team that have come over from Great Britain with me, who are some of our top mountaineers. So they'll climb the mountain and they'll hook the lines on the side, then I will follow them up by basically pulling myself up. I think it's about 4,000 pull-ups over the three-day period. And that's how I'll do it. I'll just be on the line underneath and just manoeuvre myself and pull myself up the mountain, really.
You make it sound so easy.
Well, I don't really do heights. I don't like heights at all, so I haven't really thought about it very much. I'm just going to get there and do it. But, I'm not really thinking about it very much. People keep asking me the question. Try not to get worried about it. I think I'm anxious. And it's good to be.
Major, you still on active duty?
Yes, I am indeed, yeah. I have an option of staying in for the next 20 years. And, you know, at the moment I'm sort of thinking about the future and can I carry out the same role and responsibility that I did before with a disability? And there's really no reason why I can't do some, but I can't do all. So I've really got to think hard about what I want to do in the next 20 years and probably El Capitan's the best time to do that, perhaps.
Major Packer, I want to, since you've been so open and forthcoming, I've got a chance addressing a question to you that I apologize in advance if it's cheeky. In some ways, is your life richer since your accident?
That's a really good question, and it's not cheeky at all. if I can use it well, this mm-hmm. disability, then my life could be richer, because I think that there's that balance between what's selfless and what's selfish. And in some ways, what I'm doing perhaps is selfish because it's pushing me through the difficult times and making me realise how lucky I am. What I want to do is to enrich the lives of other people. And I guess that's the most important thing, really, is thinking about that.
Major Phil Packer of the Royal Military Police speaking with us from our studios in New York. Thank you so much, Major.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me. It's been really, really interesting. Thank you.
You can find a link to Major Packer's website on ours at npr.org. And for continuous updates on Major Packer's climb this weekend, you can follow him on Twitter. His username is Phil Packer, all one word. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.